it's out of respect for your light. So when I'm receiving everyone, I'm receiving everyone in their light body. I'm receiving everyone in their holiness and their enlightened state and their enlightened awareness. And they're asking me to like pay tribute and for everyone to receive, for everyone to witness. You know, typically you would do that if a master walks by, if the Dalai Lama walks by, and this is what they're saying. It's time for us to see. It's time for us to stay awake. It's time for us to self-reveal. So when we're saying self-reveal, it's like we're opening up to our true canvas. We're opening up to our true extension. We're opening up to our true blessings. We're opening up to our true illuminated awareness, description, condition, context, prescribed value. So every time there's like a word, there's an emphasis, there's a light. And that light is adjoining with, that light is agreeing with your new tomorrow. So your new tomorrow is going to be received, is going to be gifted through your transference of faith. Your transference of faith is in your light, is in your happenings, is in your trust of self beyond the parameters. So when we have parameters, it's like, you know, stay in your body, stay in your little small cage, stay following that old alignment. And so we're coming to our own self gifting, our own self. Hold on a second, guys. Come here. Come here. Come here, buddy. Come join the circle. We're coming to our own self gifting because we, how would I say that word? Like, we understand what we're making, and what we're making in strides is our own awakened presence. It's our own awakened galaxy. It's our own awakened bequeath, like to give, to beckon. So that beckoning is our own higher self. Oh my gosh, it's like our own divine self, our own I am presence, quickening, calling us. Just the way I stop because the dog was meandering around the windows, and I'm like, oh no. So it's sort of like, come here. Our entitlement is really to receive that same love's acknowledgement, that same love's arrival. So every time, like, we're searching for love without, do you approve of me? Do I get the gold pin? Do I get the raise? Do you love me? That's all false, because that's just imaging of our past association where we forgot our light. So I need you to reflect the light to me. I need you to show me that I'm light and pretty. I need. Versus really realizing we're our own lantern. So it's like, does anyone have a light here? And it turns out we're the brightest flame of all. So allow yourselves to move into your sacred heart and join there within. So in other words, you're joining with love at last. You're joining with your light. You're joining with your sacred flame. Now, depending on who has been your favorite master, you may instantly see a master appear. So honor who appears, because it may not actually be your favorite master or who you would perceive of as your favorite. It may be your next subscription. In other words, what you need to learn, what you need to extend into. It may not be a master at all. It may just be light. For me, I have a green, beautiful flame. And I was not expecting it to be green, but there it is. It's green. So I'm going to trust that and honor that. You may not be particularly clairvoyant. I mean, you may not see, you may sense. You may not sense, but your heart is duly noted. So it really has to do with our heart's remembrance. It really has to do with us opening to our higher acknowledgement, our God self, our heart. And from this heart's alliance, all the instant recall, in other words, all these many incarnations, all these many gifts that we all travel with are due to arise. So I'm just looking at like, oh gosh, it's the second time I've seen it, and I know it's because it's Thanksgiving, but that cornucopia, I think that's what it's called. But anyway, it looks like that horn in the basket and full of fruit and corn, but the idea is plenty. The idea is plenty. So for us, it's not fruit, it's actually gemstones. I've been saying this a couple of days now, gemstones. So those gemstones equate to our inner wealth. Each of us are holding transmissions of light that are extraordinary, and we are keepers for that higher presence, for that higher consent, for that higher union. So as we will allow ourselves our inner strength of knowing, is we're going back to our sacred wisdom. We're going back to our light, not what the grown-ups taught us, not what society said is relevant. Because again, it's how could they know? How could they possibly know? Because they're identifying with the body. They're identifying with separation. So we are the seers. We are the ones that see beyond. We are the ones bringing spiritual gifting, spiritual abilities, spiritual healing, spiritual party favors. And when they say party favors, that they actually mean that quite literally, that we're joining a party of long ago. So as we travel into our light, as we travel that far distance, and they're saying that far distance because we're so used to things being distant. We're so used to being a linear being. So something's very far away. I have to work really, really hard. And they're saying it like you're actually right here. So it's not a far distance at all. And they're saying, will you be willing? So the distance that really doesn't require a distance is really about a shifting our perspective of ourself and allowing ourselves that sacred knowledge, that sacred knowing, that sacred love's arrival. So it's not like, what do I do with it? Where do I go? What's my next right turn? The next right turn is really your bountiful heaven, your bountiful arrival, your light. So as we introduce ourselves to our light, as we allow ourselves to know our holy name, meaning who we are, in our grand allowance, arrival, permitting new lifestyle of self, then that light, that fullness, that heaven on earth, that quickening, that self-appreciation, that self, how would I say that, like, acknowledgement probably is the best word. So that acknowledgement is we're learning to see, they're saying with blind eyes, but what they mean is not with the physical eyes, with the heart, with love's permission, with love's true knowing. Because as we will receive our inner sight, we will advance steadily. So that advance steadily is miracles are all around us. Miracles being we no longer need to take the long way home, and we no longer need to suffer. We no longer need to do things according to mass consciousness. So it's a total upgrade. It's a total transfer of our true witness. In other words, who we are behind the blind eyes, meaning behind the closed eyes, who we truly are. And as we allow ourselves that highest place at last, all is then known. So when we say all is then known, it's just allowing yourself to know yourself, to know your true self, to know your soul, to know your highest vision, to know who you are beyond the body, beyond the mind, who you are in your heart. And allow that to be gently, they're saying risen, almost like you raise a flag. So the risen is like coming to join with. So when I'm receiving it, it's sort of like this frequency sort of rising, and there's a lock. So the lock is just sort of like you're sliding something, and then it locks in place, and then it's like, okay, now it's nice and sturdy. So this lock is we're locking this in. So we're holding it by faith. We're holding it by faith that this is how strong we are, and that strong is like really moving in that ascension flame, in that ascension light, and pressing upon it steadily. So again, we're now moving into this new entitlement, this new timeline, this quantum leap of change. And it's like, here we are. We're not waiting hours. We're not waiting for next week. Here we are. So allow that to be known, and allow that to be established, and allow that to be honored, and allow that to be quantified. So it's almost like someone taking out some kind of a quantum ruler and measuring it. And it's like, yep, there she is. There he is. So we're adjusting to our new timeline by faith. And faith is in our association with our light, our true knowing, our I Am presence, our divine self. That is already happening. So already happening is, it's been here all the time, waiting for us to notice, waiting for us to agree. So allow the shifts to occur with ease. With ease is, I take great pleasure in my new surroundings, and my new holy witness, and my new vibrational status. I take great pleasure with ease. So my gifts, my strength comes to me easily, quickly, innately understood. And so as we hold this new arrival, love's arrival, we quicken everyone else's hands. So in other words, all in the collective that are ready to know, that are ready to be seen by the light, join in. So the effort we took, the time we took, the preparation we took, it's just handed out. Can anyone use this frequency? Here it is. So we want to understand that when we self-promote, it's sort of like we're extending that light, that frequency for all. So because we offer it freely, those that we love, those that have been irritating in the past because they've been part of our grind, unanimously, universally, because we offer it in good faith, we are then entitled to grace. Not because we're special, but because we're specially equipped or especially ready to soar. So because what we're receiving, we're then extending. All is now available in the new quantum leap jump of consciousness. And it's not only available, it's readily present, because we in essence are the bridge makers of the new consciousness. So allow yourselves to be delighted, allow them to be stirred, allow them to receive that spiritual DNA activation in heavenly bliss, Heavenly bliss is when we come to know ourselves, we come to know our light, we come to know our strength, we come to know our power. We come to know our discipleship. In other words, being a disciple of that light, of that higher witness, of love's true understanding. So let us commit that by name. And by name is like the name you would give to your higher self, to your soul. It could be your given name. It could be a higher name or knowing. It could just be spirit. It could be ray of God. One of the most high. Or it may just be a feeling as you seal your fate for one and all. Let it be so. So it is.